because sooner or later you're going down in that lonesome ground. Everything ahead of us we left, everything behind, but nothing that we needed, at least not at this time. And now the feeling that I'm feeling with, it's feeling like my life is finally mine. And with nothing to go back to, we just continue to drive. And without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. Say, without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. I didn't know what I was looking for, so I didn't know what I'd find. I didn't know what I was missing, I guess you've been just a little too kind. And if I find just what I need, put a little peace in my mind. Maybe you've been looking too, or maybe you don't even need to try. But without you I was broken, and I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. Everything in the past fading faster and faster until it was gone. Found out I was losing so much more than I knew all along. But everything I've been working for, only worth nickels and dimes. But if I had a minute for every hour that I wasted, I'd be rich in time. I'd be doing fine, 'cause without you I was broken. I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. What's up? I'm Tyler.
This is Mac.
You're listening to the AFM on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
How's your morning going, Mac?
It is all right. How about you?
Good. All right. I have really busy Tuesdays now. I have, like, this, and then I teach a lab, and then I go to a class all before noon.
Ooh.
But, you know, bright and early, I went to bed at a crisp midnight last night, which made it a lot easier than usual to wake up at, like, 7.
Yeah, that's pretty good, then. I did not go to bed that early.
Word.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's, you know, it is what it is. I've found myself saying that a lot lately, but it's true. It really just is what it is.
Very much.
Is my mic on?
I think so, because you're on mic 4, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, you should be on then.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Very exciting.
It's hard to tell sometimes because the mics pick up so much, like, ambient.
Yeah.
But I think when multiple of them are on, they don't. Yeah, I'm actually going to be, during our show, reading what lab I have to go teach. Oh!
What lab do you have to go teach?
It's the Circular Buffers Lab, my very favorite lab. Oh, Circular Buffers Day is a national holiday.
Oh.
In the nation of Tyler, for me.
Okay.
I need to actually message all my coworkers and let them know that today is well interesting. Oh, we had Super Bowl Sunday, backed up by Valentine's Day. Backed up by Circular Buffers Day.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
That seems very busy. I don't know what almost none of that means, but...
Haha. A circular buffer is a data structure. I teach Comp 15.
Yikes.
It's a list, but usually, like... What am I thinking? It's a queue. So, like, if you have a list where you're, like, putting people on the back of the list and then taking them off the front of the list...
Gotcha.
If with a non-circular buffer, that would like decay. Like the back of your list would hit the back of your buffer, and then you'd have to shift everything over to keep using it. But a circular buffer, you engineer to just keep going around and around and around. So as long as you have a relatively constant number of things in your buffer, you can use it forever, no problem.
Okay.
No slowdown.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Interesting.
Okay. One of my coworkers responded in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Said, is it as exciting as Lent, though?
Oh, wow.
Because she
okay.
follows me on Twitter and knows that I'm Lent enthusiast. Don't make
yeah.
me choose. I like that people get to hear my Slack conversations. Don't make me choose.
Yeah. Well, what else do they want to hear on a early Tuesday morning?
Hopefully not music.
Exactly. Oh, no. My email's unrecognized.
Ooh. I think you have to go in and manually change it when you're tough. Speaking.
I did, but...
Okay.
It's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I was rocking my, like, freshman year, like, birth name email. For,
yeah.
Like, until, like, last week, and then I finally fixed it. Yeah, our first song was Broken by Jack Johnson, and I played it right at 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
We're updating the... If anybody is on the WMFO website wondering why Broken by Jack Johnson wasn't there...
Yeah.
It is now, in a couple seconds.
Well, it'll be there.
It'll be there soon. What does your day have in store for you?
I've got lab immediately after this.
Okay.
Yep.
For what?
Oh my gosh, it's not psych stats. It's experimental psychology.
Ooh. So you get to go do experiments on people.
Not quite. I get to go write a very long APA style paper.
In lab.
Well, it was supposed to be for homework, but I will be doing it in lab.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I get to talk with my project partners, who are actually all lovely, which is delightful.
Good.
But we get to talk about, you know, more fun psych lab things.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is oh so exciting.
Yeah, so you're a psych and soc major.
Unfortunately.
We had this conversation last semester, we were talking about the unhappiest majors, and that sounds like a really good, like... dovetail into unhappy, difficult majors.
Well, it's all right.
But that's just me where I'm like, I type and make stuff. Like, I don't like...
And you already have job security. It's great.
And I have job security.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fine. My hair froze this morning on the walkover.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just totally out of the blue, but I feel like I should mention that. It was...
No, that's a fun phenomenon. I've always had pretty fast drying hair. So I guess mine dried before I left the house. But I want to get a little hair helmet, a little ice helmet.
Yeah. It was definitely a new experience. I don't think I've had my hair freeze before.
I actually had that answer during my second week of lab. I had the class as an icebreaker. Best icebreaker question, by the way, because it's like you learn a surprising amount from people, and it's like they don't, without them having to like feel as though they're divulging personal information.
What is the question?
As my icebreaker question, I asked everybody to say something neutral that had happened to them recently.
Oh, interesting.
So one person's like, I went to bed right at midnight.
That's pretty good.
But one girl said her hair froze on the way, on the walk to lab.
Yeah, I feel like...
I was like, that's extremely neutral.
Yeah.
Really understood the assignment. And then I had one student who, I believe his first language is not English, but even if it was, then all the more power to him, responded, this semester I've experienced love for the first time.
Oh.
I was like, you did not understand, you did not understand the assignment at all. That's, like, not neutral. Unless he's saying it's, like, it's beautiful but agonizing. That would be very cool. It's just...
I feel like that's still not neutral. Even though it's like...
It's a mixed bag.
Exactly. I feel like two extremes together is not necessarily neutral.
Yes. Yes. But I did learn a lot about my lab students.
Yeah, that'll tell you a lot.
Yes. Always recommend that as an icebreaker.
That is a good icebreaker question.
It's also infinitely reusable. Like, you can reuse it with the same people, and instead of getting bored, they'll just, like, get used to it. They'll
yeah.
be like, okay.
I'm gonna be like, what neutral thing did I do now?
They'll just get better at it. The other one, I like doing icebreakers that are focused on, like, right now for that. Like, the one I used when I first met my jumbo code team was just, like, what fruit would you want right now? It was late at night, so a lot of people chose, like, energizing fruits. So, like, orange was really popular. So, like, I'm sleepy, and I feel like an orange would wake me up.
Okay. I feel like banana does not fall in that category.
No, banana's not an energizing fruit. A crisp apple is, like, kind of... Like, a really, like, citrus is energizing.
Yeah.
Like, it would really wake you up to just, like, bite into a lemon.
I don't know if I want to be woken up like that.
So true.
Yeah.
I had a great grandmother who ate a lemon every single day after lunch and lived to an extremely old age.
Good for her.
Like into her 90s.
Yeah. I will not be doing that.
Yeah. People do a lot of things and make it into their 90s.
Yeah.
But I also just wonder, like what on earth was her palate like? Like, what did, like, what would a gin and tonic taste like to her? Like, could she even taste lemons anymore after like 8 years in?
Or maybe they taste sweet. I don't know.
Maybe it's probably what people wonder about, like, coffee, like, for like, as I've acquired the taste of it doesn't
okay
taste. Like, I can't.
Or like wine.
Or like wine, right?
Or like weird cheeses.
Weird cheeses.
But coffee, yeah, it's a good one.
Coffee's weird because it's just like there's the whole like bitter flavor that just like goes away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you get used to the taste of coffee. It's like it, like, stop. I mean, maybe it is that at
well,
first, but, like, it just stops tasting bitter.
I feel like there's also coffee that just is bitter.
Right, like, I'll still taste coffee to be bitter if it's, like, burnt or, like, made poorly.
Okay.
But not, like, a good coffee doesn't taste bitter to me anymore.
Yeah, but, like, good coffee shouldn't taste bitter, I don't think.
That's fair. I could get, like, somebody who's not a coffee drinker to, like, cross-check.
I was like, I'm not necessarily a coffee drinker, but I do like the taste of coffee. Yeah. It has to be good coffee, though.
It has to be good coffee. But sometimes coffee, like, really expensive coffee is, like, too, like, acidic.
Yeah, no.
It makes my tummy upset.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just don't drink coffee that often, because not worth it.
Okay, this is completely unrelated, but I'm finishing checking my Slack messages.
Anything interesting?
Yeah, actually, if you're in the comp sci department and you receive, like, 8 of those, like, upcoming colloquium emails per week and delete them all as I do, just a heads up that one of the ones that was recently sent out for a talk that's happening today at noon is actually coming from a prospective hire. So if you want to help choose a professor, you can come to this talk, and then they will be accepting student feedback afterwards.
That's pretty exciting.
See if she did a decent job. Looks like she's like an algorithms type professor. Yeah. algorithms, comp theory, programming, data. Anyways, that was a digression, but that's my news announcement, and now I'm done checking Slack.
Very exciting. I'm so happy for you to be checking Slack and finished checking Slack, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. It's, you know.
I feel like Slack is the bane of my existence.
Yeah. 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 Because I'm in, like, two high demand Slacks, and it's switching between the two of them that's hard. Like, I'm always, like, about to send a wrong message to one.
Oh, dear.
Or, like, missing messages in one because I get distracted by the other. It's hard out here.
It is. It's brutal.
But I've caught up now.
I'm proud of you.
And in another 5 minutes, I'll get a message again.
Yeah. And then you'll have to, you know, catch up again. Realize. I need to have turned off my messages on my phone so that when I'm playing music, which I might not play if we just continue talking, which is so good. Yeah, that would be a problem.
I don't know if you were there, but Theo has a W. I don't know what their show is called, actually.
It's ADP.
ADP. Theo, the DJ for ADP, was at a Super Bowl party this Sunday, and they were like, I've always wanted, like, as a bucket list item, I've always wanted to, like, get a spot, like, an hour, like, a sub slot for an hour at WFO, and then just, like, talk the whole time. Just, like, no music.
What if they just came to our show?
And I was like, they were so unimpressed with us. I was like, Mac and I literally do that. Like, you should just come to our show. Like,
exactly.
We already do just talk for the whole hour.
Pretty much.
And they were so unimpressed. It was like I had, like, stolen their bucket list item from them.
That's rough.
I know. It's just because I don't have music that often.
That's fair. I do have some new music, but it's all music that I feel like would be too sad for the radio.
For 8 a.m.
For 8 a.m.
Waking up and going to work.
Waking up, going to work, and it's going to be Mitski working for the knife.
Okay, I was going to ask what it was. Yes, the new Mitski album is pretty soul-crushing.
It is. It's really good, but...
Really good. We could play some of it. How many listeners do we?
I think we have like 20-ish.
Wow.
I don't know. It says 24, but it's the 8 a.m. slot. People are in their cars. People are going.
So true. What I don't get is, like, is this people tuned into us on the radio tower too, like on car radio? Or
I think so, because it says the mobile stream. Oh, so maybe it would be their phones. I don't know what that means.
No, because the internet ones would have to be either MP3 or high quality though.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, so I guess it maybe is the radio.
I don't know, I have, like, a physical radio. I should just test this sometime.
You should test this sometime.
I should just turn it on mute.
I have, on one occasion when I was renting a Zipcar, turned it in, or tuned it in, I guess, to WMFO.
Oh, yes. I love to leave Zipcars tuned to WMFO.
Yeah.
Especially because then if you get it, like, at an off time, when there's no show, people just come in and hear the, like, weird automated choices.
Yep. Or better yet, a talk show at 8 a.m.
Or better yet, a talk show from two random college students.
At 8 a.m., yeah.
I had, like, a friend of a friend once who had a college radio show. It was, like, really cool, actually. She got a letter, like, a fan letter to her college radio show that was,
whoa,
like, hey, like, I'm in prison, but, like, I listen to your show every week from prison and, like, really like it.
Like, okay.
You seem like you have a great personality. You're doing a great job as a college DJ.
That's cool.
It's very cool. It's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if our dear listeners want to send us fan mail.
It doesn't have to be from prison.
It does not have to be from prison.
It certainly can be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
It's I don't know, send it to Curtis.
This feels like something that I really should know, but, like, is there a prison near Tufts?
There's a Tufts prison initiative, which works with...
Right, they drive to a prison. So
I think
must
that's
be a prison,
in,
like, nearby.
About, like, 20 minutes away, I think.
Oh, that is close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would get fan mail from anybody, including there.
Okay.
But I don't know, like... I just don't feel like I'm that interesting.
Well...
You know?
I feel like you could be very interesting to an outside perspective.
To a non-Tufts, giving my, like, very tough specific news.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what people like. I don't know. I used to listen to podcasts. No longer.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
There's a certain appeal to the just, like, two people.
Talking about nothing.
Yeah.
But everything.
But everything.
Yeah.
Let's talk about life.
Let's talk about life. It is far too early.
It is.
If you are awake, good for you. But also, why?
My girlfriend is awake. She works out from 7 to 8 every morning.
Why does she do that?
Class from 8 to 9.
Why does she do that?
What matters is she can listen to my radio.
Okay. Well, shout out to Piff.
Yes. She has class every day at 9, and she needs time to, like, shower after she works out.
That's miserable.
Yeah. Her best friend is, like, Delaney is, like, amazing and, like, a great weight lifter.
Wow.
And so they, like, go pump iron together. It's not like the stereotypical, like, girls at the gym.
Yeah, like walking on the treadmill. They're, like, doing...
They're pumping iron.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Not doing the machines. They're pumping iron.
Wow.
They're bench pressing.
Like the free weights and stuff. Wow. Okay. That's impressive.
It's incredibly impressive. I got a couple of videos. Delaney sent me a couple of videos of them pumping iron last week. And it was, like, really incredible.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
My girlfriend is so strong.
Your beautiful girlfriend.
She can bench press so much. It's so beautiful.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
That's delightful.
Trying to keep it radio friendly.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm really proud.
I'm proud of me too.
Yeah.
It's not always easy.
Yeah. Somewhat not related. I feel incredibly old.
Okay.
Because when I was walking, crossing the street right out in front of us yesterday, it was cold. I had to jog to get across the street in time. And, like, midway through my, like, very slow but, like, look, I'm trying jog.
Yes.
Trying to get across the street so I don't get hit by cars.
Yes.
My knee just went...
No.
And now, like, my knee hurts. And it's cold. And I feel old.
That'll make you feel old. A little joint pain.
It's just like, it's like the front of my knee. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, do not like knee pain.
No.
We're both former soccer players.
We are.
You to a much greater extent than me.
But still.
But it's a little trauma.
Yeah.
Feeling knee
I'm like,
pain.
Oh no. Also, my mom has the worst joints, especially her knees. So I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes.
Knee pain always feels really sinister. If you feel pain, like, almost anywhere else in your body, you can be like, oh, it's probably nothing.
Like, but oh, yeah, it's just gas.
As soon as that knee pain sets in, you're like, it's all downhill from
yeah.
here. nothing
I
gets
just
better.
Aged 2 decades. It's
right.
Great. Yeah.
It's over for you.
It's over. My career, my hopes and dreams for, you know, going to the Olympics at my ripe young age of 22, done.
Over. So sorry to hear that.
Even what sport? I don't know, but over.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the Olympics are going on right now. You could, like, go.
Uh-huh.
Skate around.
Okay. If the Olympics ever had, like, the category of, hey, we're going to show off our Olympians, and then we're going to have all these normal people do the stuff that they do, but, like, show you that it's really hard to do, I feel like that would be entertaining.
There actually was one woman in the ski halfpipe who, like, was basically that.
Oh, right. She was, I forget where she was from, but yeah, it was, like, her country's first time being in, like, the winter event for that.
Was it? I thought it was a British lady. There was this one woman who's British, but just, like, really rich, and, like, the qualifying
she just
criteria
paid her way.
For Britain had to do with, like, competing in a certain number of, like, events of a certain rating.
Oh, no.
And so she just, like, kept flying to all of
these
ski events and, like, competing.
Paying her way in.
And all you have to do for it to count towards the, like, 100 events you need is, like, not fall down. So she could kind of just, like, go. And so there's a video of her, like, in the half pipe catching almost no air.
Iconic.
And it's, like... It's like, that's good. Like, you're right. I want to see how difficult the Olympics are.
I'd just be, like, on a snowboard butt scooching my way down the middle.
Yes. Yes. See, this woman at least has 100 half-pipe runs without falling over under the belt.
I would not have that.
The half-pipe, those are just, like, concrete with snow over them. Like, I wouldn't want to...
No, it doesn't sound like fun.
I would hurt myself.
My friend, recently gave herself a concussion snowboarding. I don't know if it was her first time snowboarding, but I know it was, like, she had not snowboarded much before. Like, it might have been, like, the third time, if she had. And just caught an edge and went right onto her head.
That's horrible.
She's fine now. She's very accident prone.
Okay. I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad she's resilient.
Yeah, it's the tall one from Williams that...
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very cool. She was cool.
Yeah.
I feel like the Olympics figure skating event could use me as an obstacle.
An obstacle? Okay, explain.
Okay. I'm kind of feeling this one out as I say it.
Okay.
But, like, I'm not very controlled on ice skates at all. I can kind of just go around in a circle. But, like, if you just, like, during the figure skating event, like, if they want to make things more interesting, if they want to break a routine, like...
Or break some bones.
Or break some bones. Well, you create a new event that's called improv figure skating.
Okay, and so they have to avoid you.
Right, the way to ensure that they haven't, like, rehearsed the specific routine too much, like, the specific moves, is that they just, like, put me on the ice with some skates, and, like, you can't bump into me.
But you're just going wherever.
I'm just kind of skating around.
What if you were wearing a blindfold and they randomized, like, this is, you could use your comp side, but, like, made a computer program so you wouldn't hit the walls, but it randomized your movements across.
See, I don't want to wear a blindfold.
That's very
fair.
That's
scary.
That does sound.
And I would love to watch the figure skating from up close.
That's true.
That would be really cool.
It could be like a little, like, you could have like a camera, but just be in the way.
Yes. That'd be fun. I carry a film camera now. I'm in a film photography
class.
Oh
my gosh.
Trying not to be too corny is that, like, I do need it to graduate. So it's not just, like, I'm a total cornball in this photography class. It's, like, I'm a cornball, but for a reason, which is that I'd love to graduate from this university.
Yeah.
But it's been really fun.
Okay, good.
It's been fun. I need to take, like, 10 more photos today.
Oh.
Maybe I'll take... Do you want me to take a photo of you in the studio?
Sure.
Okay to say no.
I'll live. Yeah.
Okay.
I will be sitting here while Tyler gets a film camera. And you can hear them in the background unzipping their bag.
No.
Oh?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. We can hear, like, little whispers of you. Oh, my gosh. It's an actual film camera.
Oh, it's, like, an actual film camera.
Wow.
I love a masked photo because you don't have to, like, worry too much about being photogenic.
You're so right. Like, with my, like, half-frozen hair, it's thawed now. But
it's thawed now.
I'm looking gorgeous. I'm making a ridiculous smile, but you can't see.
But I can't see. That's the magic of...
Yeah, and our listeners can't see either, so you have to describe everything that you're seeing.
Well, all I really see is, like, your forehead is crinkled.
Exciting. Yeah, my forehead crinkles.
I'm not getting enough light.
No! Wait, what if I move towards the light?
What was that?
What if I move towards the light? I'm moving the mic with me.
Aha.
Aha, I'm lit. I'm holding the mic. Hello, listeners.
You actually are a little bit more.
Oh, exciting.
Basically, if I focus the camera really well, which I probably won't, so I'm not very good at this.
It's okay. I heard a photo click. I don't know if our listeners heard a photo click, but a photo clicked.
Photo click. I'm doing fantastic.
You're doing,
like,
fantastic.
Like,
yeah.
10 more photos.
Well, 9 now.
9 now. Very exciting.
Unless you're like,
No, it's that I'm supposed to shoot a roll of film every week.
Oh, okay.
And I actually already did one. I took a lot of photos this weekend because...
Your beautiful girlfriend was here. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
As you should.
As I should. And they came out really nice.
I'm
could show you.
Really,
I mean,
really
I can't
proud
really
of you.
Show our listeners.
Well, you can describe it to our listeners. You can, like, describe the setup, the pose,
the
lighting.
The ones that I chose to, like... screenshot, like, I have the negatives and I just, like, took pictures of the negatives with my phone.
Cute.
So, like, they're not, and then you have to, like, triple click them to get them to look.
Oh, okay.
So, like, she took a couple of me where I'm doing, like, a cute smile.
You're,
and,
like, smiling. And you're like, yeah, and there's a cute, like, open collar, and
open collar.
I can't tell what you're in front of, but it looks nature-y.
I think I'm actually in front of Sogo.
So, not nature-y.
No, it's just a reflection of some trees.
Oh, well, they do have nice trees in the corridor.
They have nice trees. and I'm doing like a little head tilt.
Yeah.
Smile.
It's very, very photogenic.
Let's see. My pretty girlfriend really wanted me to take a picture of this big pile of dirty snow, and I was like, ooh, I only will if you get in the picture.
Big pile of dirty snow that is almost taller than your beautiful girlfriend.
Yes, there she is gesturing at a big pile of dirty snow.
Yeah.
So as you can tell, my professor is going to be like really pleased with my work.
Yes.
This week.
You and your beautiful girlfriend and dirty snow.
It's a little like portrait, like head and shoulder shot.
Okay, that is very lovely. Ago. You do have some very nice portraits.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Learned how to do portrait mode on a little film camera. Like blur the background.
Yeah. Do all the little settings yourself. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
It is exciting. Film photography is really expensive, though. The camera is a loaner, so, like, I luckily got that for free. But then, like, each roll of film is, like, $10 to $12.
Yikes.
So, 1 to 2 per week for the whole semester.
Ooh.
And then we also have to buy, like, photo paper. So,
yeah,
like, photo paper
that's not cheap either.
That, like, also has, like, the silver in it, and you, like, use it in a dark room. You, like,
where is the dark room here?
In the basement of Jackson Gym.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
We had, like, a dark room at my high school that was, like, in this weird corner classroom, but, like, in the back. I'm not sure exactly where it was. I never went in the classroom, but it was there, lurking.
Did they have, like, a photography class?
Yeah, there was a film photography class.
Fancy.
It was, like, one of the two art classes that the school offered. There was drawing, and there was film photography, amazingly enough.
Interesting.
And no other art stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were like, we have money. It will all go towards STEM.
Yes.
Not STEAM.
Not STEM. STEM.
Good, but just like the physics department.
Because the STEAM thing bothers me, because it's like, okay, now you just don't like the humanities.
Now you just don't like the humanities.
That's literally just everything but the humanities.
They're like, you don't need to write.
You don't need to write.
You don't need to critically think.
You don't need to critically think.
All you need is a math.
You don't need to question STEAM.
No. Don't question
STEAM.
That's
what they really don't want.
That is very true.
Questions.
Yeah. I love the little, like, honks in the background.
Yesterday there was, like, loud construction. Like,
oh, right, you have a show the day before. Oh, that's terrible.
Yes. It did not make for great radio.
Yeah.
But I just, like, played a lot of music and then would, like... Like, everybody else is probably having a great time, but I had, like, construction noises.
You were just sitting there with construction
music. I was trying to listen to music. Yeah. And, like, not liking it.
It's tragic.
But oh well.
Yeah.
You know. Anybody tuning in wouldn't have known that. Except for I mentioned it. Except for I was guys, this is miserable. There's really loud construction. So.
Oh my god, there's a little kiwi drawn on the wall.
Aww.
Yeah.
I need to just, like, put, like, anything on this wall just to say that I did it.
There's a bunch of really cute little portraits in all the windows. I don't know if that's, like, the, oh my gosh. The villain, but not a villain from The Lorax. The little guy who hangs out in the tower who makes needs. That guy. On the second from the stick your hand out. Yep, just follow your finger. There's a little green guy.
Oh,
yeah. See. Like, what is that? It's like a little green Lorax, but not the Lorax. He's got binoculars. He looks very excited, which is, I think, the difference between him and the character that I'm thinking of. But
it looks like a dinosaur or something. It's so spiky.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything that spiky in the Lorax.
I thought that was like, I guess, yeah, that could be part of him. I thought that was like a little like aura coming off of him that was like all bright.
Oh, I see that too.
Yeah, it's a little green guy who looks like one of the little, like, strange planet aliens with some binoculars and big eyes.
He's crying red tears.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that's about. If you are responsible for this drawing, please give us a call.
Yeah.
We have a couple of questions.
Just a few. There's also a large walrus with red tusks.
Yes. Wait, where?
Next to the other window, below the scary red-eyed thing. It's looks like Big Bird, but his eyes are red.
Oh,
and he's wearing a top hat.
Yes.
I'm a little afraid.
Yes.
I feel like if any of these things came to life, it would be over for everyone.
I would lose for sure.
Yeah.
In a fight with any of these things.
Any of these things.
Somebody just put the Wu-Tang symbol, which is like, yeah.
Yeah. There's also, like, Kiss and, oh my gosh, the Rolling Stones.
There's Mickey Mouse flipping the bird, which is very college radio station to me.
Yeah, that is, especially because, you know, it's circled in red.
Yes.
What else? There's a punk rock sticker. There's a scary looking rat.
I feel like this graffiti wasn't meant to look at closely.
Like, yeah, but it's, we can like, oh, it could be like a little like sociological study as we like,
yes,
look at all of these in detail. Oh, that's the Beatles.
Like, the wall looks vaguely cool, and then you start like...
And then you look closer, and then you're like, oh.
And you look closer, and you're like, huh.
Hmm. There's also a Charlie Brown saying good grief, but his eyes are googly eyes. And I feel like it's a good use of googly eyes, but at the same time, unless there's an earthquake, they're not going to move, which is kind of disappointing.
That's true. I guess that is, like, the point of googly eyes.
Yes, they move. There's also a little, like, skeleton guy with googly eyes.
I like the skeleton guy.
Yeah, googly eyes on the skeleton guy are red, which is really cool. Oh wait, Iron Man has googly eyes too.
Somebody just got like a pack of googly eyes.
That's so true. What if we got a pack of giant googly eyes? Or really tiny ones?
I could do like a little blob of tiny googly eyes to make like a biblical angel.
Oh, that's terrifying. Huh. Yeah. What if the little like snail guy gets googly eyes? Although it's on the red part, so we aren't allowed to do things there. Could add to the alien spaceship at the top. Oh, there's Carly Rae Jepsen.
There is a Carly Rae Jepsen plug.
Yeah.
Important work happening there.
Yeah. There's also a... Who's the guy with the big arms again? Sailor guy?
Popeye.
Popeye.
There is.
There's
That's
a Popeye.
A sticker.
It is a sticker. Yeah.
As a sneaky burglar.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing his little, like, black and white striped.
Mm-hmm. Or a convict. I'm not sure. But I hope we're giving... Like, I know that we're giving just, like, the least helpful, like, image of what it's actually like to sit in the studio
this
for anybody
is,
who hasn't been here before.
This is when our English teachers from, like, middle or high school would be yelling at us and say, show, don't tell.
Yeah.
But. Oh.
We got really absorbed in the.
In the sounds. Of the WMFO.
Well, we should just put a mic on the outside of the building that we.
On the outside of the building that we just comment on. What if. We'd probably have to do this in like a recorded format. But we just kind of like did like podcast format of like sounds of Tufts.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Tufts ASMR.
And just like find like random noises around campus.
Obviously, I would use Walk Simon's on.
Of course, that's a classic. But we'd have to use the old one and not the new one that's on the weird post.
True.
Yeah, because the one that's right in front of the Cummings Center has a different sound.
Yes.
Which is very rude.
That Cummings Center foot traffic situation is extremely upsetting.
Oh, it's terrible. It backs up over the bridge.
It backs up over the bridge, which means that the whole light, like not everybody can even make it through the light.
And
it's
then,
like being in a car.
It's like being in a car. And I was in my roommate's car waiting for that cross light because we're dropping off their gorgeous partner at their house. And there were so many people just like running across the street far, far after the light had finished that we had to wait 3 light cycles. And we were the 3rd car when we pulled up.
That's actually heinous.
It was terrible. And these light cycles are long.
They're long.
So, like, I get why the students were like, we gotta go.
Right, because especially when it's cold, otherwise they're waiting, like, another 3 minutes down the pole.
Yeah, but still.
It's weird. It's like, why is the bridge so narrow? Why can't people spread down the sidewalk a little further? Why can't they just make the walking part of the light cycle a little longer?
Yeah.
Spare everybody.
What if they just made, like, a little... bridge over or under
tunnel
yeah
situation
Yeah. I feel like if they, I guess that'll be too long. But, like, there's one at Brandeis that just, like, goes over the road. There's a bridge.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So it would, like, save me time every single time.
Yeah, exactly. And then it would be, like, indoors, nice. Mm. But then it probably would, like, ruin the aesthetic of the hill. So, like...
It would ruin the aesthetic of the hill, but also the side of that hill, like, under...
It's just a PowerPoint now, yeah.
It's just, like, a prime real estate. Like, they're not using it for anything.
I called it a PowerPoint. There's a power plant.
That yes. Thing. Okay, yes. The power... Next to the power plant. There's just, like, a hillside that is too steep to, like, build a real building on.
Yeah.
But you could build a tunnel entrance there, easy.
Or, like, a little bridge passageway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess... I don't think they'd be able to go under the track, so they'd probably have to go over.
Well... Yes.
Oh,
if
I passed
it. Over the tracks, it could just connect to the, green line stop, though.
Oh.
Because that already goes down to the ground.
Oh, no, the traffic's going to be so much worse with the green line stop.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm still sad that it's not opening while we're still here.
I know.
Because it takes, we're like a mile and a half from the train.
Yeah. We could just not graduate and be here.
No.
Yeah, I'm
kidding. I'd like to graduate, please.
I would, yeah, also like to graduate.
I just would like to Boston to finish their transportation projects in a timely manner.
In a timely manner. I think, hasn't this been ongoing for, like, 20 years?
It's, I think they started, like, the planning phase in, like, 2008 or something.
Yeah, so, almost 20 years. 15.
15. 15, almost 15.
Wow. Well, which by the time they're done, it'll be, like, 15.
Yes. Because there were, like, multiple setbacks, like, in the... They didn't actually break ground until, like, 2 years ago.
That's true.
But, like, there were just a bunch of delays for people being, like, this design is poor.
It, yeah.
And
it,
they, like, delayed the project but never fixed it.
Yeah. Or, like, just, you know, the Boston public transportation system is falling apart. But, you know.
No. Those new trains that they add when
new
they
trains?
Finished. I think they're adding new, like, train cars to the Green Line. Like, nicer, like actual trains.
Not the little, like, streetcar setup?
Right, they still will be above ground, like, streetcar-type trains, but, like, new ones.
Huh.
Which is good, because the Green Line trains are just, like, so dingy.
Have you been on the Orange Line?
Shabby. The Orange Line I've been on, and it's, like, so fine. Like, people poo-poo the Orange Line so much. Considering it's like compared to the Green Line is just like not good.
Well, the Green Line, I think that's like it's just bad in general. The Orange Line is kind of falling apart.
It's fair. Wasn't the Red Line the one that derailed though?
The Red Line's always derailing, yeah.
Like they're all bad. Like the Orange Line, I will say that it took me like a while while I was at Tufts to ever have a reason to go on the Orange Line. Because I don't go into Boston that much. And when I finally did, I was just expecting it to be so much worse.
Oh, it's totally mediocre.
It's so normal.
It's just like it's like a C. You're like, cool.
Yes.
This is fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is quieter than the Red Line. The Red Line's so loud.
Red Line is loud. The Red Line's nice, but ooh, it's loud.
Yeah. Or what are the other... There was also... Apparently, like, Copley's falling apart. Like, the station itself is just, like, crumbling.
I buy that.
Yeah. What was the other one? I think, like, UMass, JFK, like, one of the staircases collapsed. They had, like, an issue with, like, the escalators. Like, it's literally falling apart.
Maybe they could, like, repair things in time if they didn't spend... If it didn't take them so many years to build, like, a simple mile of train.
Yeah, I wonder how much it costs to buy... to make a mile of train. Probably a lot.
I think more when you're Boston and you mismanage things.
And it's just expensive. Everything.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Should we do a little pedestrian safety PSA?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's very on point for our...
There's also public transit versus walking.
Oh.
This one's really good. Since,
okay.
Since the T is currently falling apart, this is...
Yeah, we should walking. Talk about walking.
If
Let's
you take
do it.
Public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. but if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. There you go, especially if the train doesn't work.
Yeah.
Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T, stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And then the photo is like an anime girl standing in front of the train. And it's like a very colorful scene.
I live in fear, but yeah. Yes, walk when you can, but I will say it's a 40. Well, with my legs, it's like I can do it in 35, but like I get there all sweaty. But like it's a 45 minute walk to Davis.
Yes. Yes, I usually end up having like not. I usually end up taking the bus.
Oh yeah, no, the bus makes it like if there's no traffic. Like 10 minutes.
I'm so sad. Like last spring I lived in like half a mile from Davis.
Yeah, you were in a prime location.
I miss it so much.
You're right between campus and Davis, which is like as good as it gets.
I was between campus, Teal Square, and Davis. So it's like a 1/4 mile from Teal Square, the most underappreciated square at Tufts.
It's such a good square.
I miss it.
Yeah, and now
just want her back.
We're far away.
At least we're close to each other.
You're so right.
If we weren't both in this together, it would suck too. Like, I get my house is also right, like really close to the new building, like 5 minutes from the new building.
Same here.
So that's a
the new building's right in the middle of us. It brings us together.
Oh wait, I love that. And my house is half a block from Alexander's, which is Alexander's is the saving grace of my house. That's my bodega. I love that.
That's your bodega. We don't have a bodega nearby.
It's too bad.
It is too bad because we still don't have toilet paper.
Oh.
We made the mistake on Sunday of having, there's only like 3 people over, but having people over for, you know, the horrid sport of football. Sorry to any football fans. Yeah. We didn't have toilet paper.
We blew through all your toilet paper.
We still don't have toilet paper. The funny thing is we had like a full roll in the morning. Like, I swear, I woke up, there was a full roll, and I was like, cool, I should get toilet paper soon, but it's fine for now.
Nope.
And then disappeared into my room, came back out, and there was no toilet paper.
Well, have you heard of the Super Bowl tradition where you just take half a roll of toilet paper
and do things with it?
I couldn't come up with anything fast enough. I couldn't come up with anything.
You mummify your friends.
Mummify your friends.
Yeah.
Super Bowl mummy. That's how you get your team to win, is by making a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl money, mummy. Okay, good to know. I didn't know that. I will not be employing that because I don't care who wins the Super Bowl. But if I ever find someone who does,
buy extra toilet paper.
Or
just don't let anybody in your house who cares about the Super Bowl.
That is true. That is true. It was entertaining to have you all over, though.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Very exciting.
So my lab starts at 9 a.m.
So does mine.
Starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I will be here for another like 6 minutes, then I'll turn on automation because I have to be next door.
Okay, because I was gonna dip, like, at 8:50-ish.
Yeah,
it's okay. Gotta set up.
Yeah, where are you headed to?
The new building.
Oh,
but I have to like set up the last week I got in at like 9:02 and it was so awkward because I was like, I'm sorry guys, I just came here from the radio, and then just launched immediately into my lecture. I like to have a little bit of like standing
buffer time,
so
that's valid.
I'm not just walking in talking about circular buffers. Like,
I think you should have buffer time for your buffers.
Yeah, I should have a circular buffers time
for your buffers. Yeah.
But we did it. We talked for the whole hour.
Wow.
I guess if you play, like, one song, I feel bad leaving you alone for 5 minutes.
I will live.
If you play one song and then do station ID and then turn on automation, like,
yeah,
you're set.
I'll be set.
All right. Well, I'm Tyler. Thank you for having me on the FM.
Yeah. Farewell, Tyler.
See you next week. I'll see you before next week.
Oh, yeah, because you've got a show on Mondays. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
All right.
Fairly well. It's official. Their mic is off. It is. Well, they're still here, but. Good luck, Tyler. With all of your endeavors. He's packing up now. It's very exciting. And I will be playing one Mitski song. Just one. So, prepare yourselves if you're listening. I don't know if anyone is. Yeah. Ooh, hold on. This is exciting. Can't figure out which aux is working. We will get the aux working. Hold on. Are we ready? Let's go, Mitski. Okay. Well, that was Mitski's Working from the Eye for, oh my gosh, Working for the Knife from her new album that actually just came out last week or 2 weeks ago. Don't remember which. Recently. And this is DJ Mac. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Phone Radio. And hope everyone has a great week. And enjoy. Farewell. Well, I-
sitting on the grand old Opry. So roll, big wheels roll. Roll, big wheels roll. Roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. Out of Louisville, there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing the twist. So roll. Detroit is the end of my run. That's where I'll drop my load and I'll have me some fun. So roll, big wheels roll. Roll, big wheels roll. Roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. King of the open road.
I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Singers harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. Like a young pretender's. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. Snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.